a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Freaking night, welcome aboard. You're in tune with the Midnight Rider. It's Tuesday night, the 15th of January, 2008. It's primary night in Michigan, and welcome to the program. We'll talk about Michigan tonight. Joining us will be the political director for the Midnight Rider program, Rob Bishop. And Mr. False Left-Right Paradigm himself. He'll be joining us on the broadcast tonight as we'll talk about what took place in Michigan, and what will happen afterwards. Everybody's been asking me today about how Slick's doing. Slick is fine. As soon as Dad crawled into bed with him last night, gave him a couple of aspirin, boom, Slick was fine.
And
Mom's back tonight, so Mom is keeping an eye on the earache train, but no earache tonight. For those of you who weren't listening last night, I was here, and I do the program out of my home, and my five-year-old had an earache while he was in bed last night and came down. And so we had to do some quick musical interludes so Dad could take care of the ear. And he laid around until the end of the show and then came down. And said, "Dad, please help." I said, "Let's go to bed." "Okay." And so we took a couple, gave him a couple little, children's little aspirin thingies, and boom, he was fine. Off we went, and got up, rested, roaring to go, ready, raring, boom, boom, boom. I mean, he was just a house of fire all day long. So thank you for everybody who's been concerned about Slick, and his ailment last night. But we're gonna get into the Michigan primary, the recount in New Hampshire. We'll talk about it for a couple minutes on the other side because it's up in the air as to whether or not it's going to happen or not. Well, at least this is information I had as of about 6 o'clock this evening. Seems the Granny Warriors, with their chip-in, raised pretty much the amount of money that was necessary. But for some reason, evidently somebody had flagged a donation as fraudulent, which got their account put on hold. Therefore, they were unable to withdraw the money. And it was supposed to have been in by 3 p.m. Eastern today. And so we're hoping that the Secretary of State in New Hampshire will be a little lenient and allow us to get this money to them tomorrow. So we may discuss that a little bit. Your call is welcome as well later in the program. But we'll come back. Rob and I will break down Michigan for you. Once we get this thing rolling. Chat rooms are open. We'll do Mouseketeer roll call on the other side as well.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Real quick, let's get into Mouse because here, roll call, find out who's in the chat rooms, and then we'll get down to business. In the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org, we have Bassmaster Skip, Fresh, Gulag, Rob, Rogue Dolphin, Sneaky Weasel, you Sneaky Weasel, and Suzette. Over in the Midnight Rider show chat room, we have Ambi, Break the Box, Chowda, CCAM 6205, D. Alistair, Furious Mind, Mac Daddy, Josh, Chris, Lee, Mike CTW, who was at the big party for the Ron Paul campaign tonight in Michigan, by the way, Moondoggy, Not Mike, Rob Slacker, the 00 Viper, THX 1138, and White Star. So welcome everybody to the program, and glad you're with us. All right, let's run down the numbers for you here real quick, and then we'll bring in Rob Bishop to join us, and we'll start talking about this. All right, on the Republican side of things, in Michigan tonight, 96% of the precincts reporting in. Mitt Romney with 333,864 votes, giving him 39% of the vote. He's going to get the lion's share of the delegates. He's going to walk out of Michigan with 20 delegates. John McCain at 30%. with 254,235 votes. He gets 9 delegates. Huckabee in third place at 16%. He's going to walk away with a delegate. Again, 138,090 votes. Ron Paul finishes in fourth in Michigan with 6% at 53,800 votes. And again, these are 96% of the precincts reporting, so these numbers are not going to change much at this point. In fifth place is Fred Weekend at Bernie's Thompson with 4% and 31,000 votes. Giuliani in with 3% in fifth place, in sixth place rather, with 24,388 votes. And poor old Duncan Hunter, a big goose egg, only got 2,700 votes. And he's been campaigning pretty hard actually up in Michigan. And the uncommitted vote, 17,716 votes to bring in 2%. Now on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, the big winner up there tonight, but then again, she was the only of the top three Democratic candidates that left their name on the ballot after it was revealed that the Democratic Party was going to penalize Michigan and take away all their delegates to the convention. So Hillary Clinton with 55%, uncommitted was 40%, and for a while it looked like the uncommitted was going to overtake Hillary Clinton. Dennis Kucinich with 4%, Chris Dodd with 1%, even though he's dropped out. And Mike Gravel with none, and he and I think Gravel has dropped out as well. All right, well, let's welcome to the broadcast, Rob Bishop. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mikey,
how you doing?
I'm actually feeling pretty good tonight. I thought Paul. I'm looking at the breakdowns here, at least for the exit poll data, and it's pretty interesting. I think Paul did pretty good tonight. He had no real chance at going getting anywhere near the top three. I think that was pretty apparent. Michigan has a pretty hardcore fundamentalist Christian element, and which actually surprised – that was probably the surprise of the night – was the fact that Romney actually beat Huckabee in the fundamentalist vote. That was like 36% to 29% if memory serves, which is pretty –
Well, but Romney's dad was also the governor of New York too.
Michigan.
Or Michigan rather. And I think that played a big part in
Absolutely.
Romney's win up there tonight.
Plus, he spent a lot of money up there. It was a must-win state. I was – you know, you knew Huckabee was going to finish third. McCain's got to be hurting tonight. And the independents just didn't come to him like they thought he would – or he thought they would. The only vote that he won was a 60 and older crowd. He got pretty much blown away and everything else. He's got to be hurting tonight, but he's looking towards South Carolina. I think he's waiting for Fred Thompson either die or drop out to give them his to get Thompson supporters, you know, all 3% of them. But no, I thought Paul did real well tonight. You know, and then the interesting thing is, and I'm sure we're gonna have to get into this as well. The campaign spent absolutely no money up there whatsoever. Had very little organization up there. And my thinking is, you know, if he was solidly in fourth. You know, so between basically Thompson and Huckabee, what could he have, what could he have accomplished if they spent the money and had the organization up there? I think that could have been very interesting. But Michigan's a winner-take-it-all state. I mean, it doesn't matter really if you finish second or sixth, you know, except for momentum. South Carolina's going to be an interesting state. That's coming up next week. And then Nevada. I mean, then you know, it all leads into Super Tuesday. But I think he's got to show well in South Carolina and finish very high in Nevada to have any kind of momentum. I mean, but again, you know, the grassroots should reinvigorate them. It should show that you know Paul isn't dead yet, and just get us getting you know back on track. Now we're just waiting to see if the campaign itself is gonna you know follow up with that.
Yeah, Looking at some of the exit poll information I saw, it seems that Ron Paul's strongest core is the 18 to 29 voting age. That seems to be the biggest demographic that turned out for Paul.
Yeah, by far.
Did not fare well over 60, and the numbers drop, you know, as well in the 30 to 44, and the 45 to 59 crowd. I think that goes back to the mere fact that they are not spending money. They didn't spend any money in Michigan to speak of, you know, to try to want to turn out the vote. But I think on the positive side of things, that if you look at a 6% showing here, and you get 53,000 votes, that's nearly double the number of votes that Ron Paul received in both Iowa and New Hampshire combined.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign. But it also shows that the grassroots was all on their own. That was in Michigan. These people got out and they worked. They knocked doors. They canvassed. that were out holding their signs and doing what they could do on a local level, I think they did fairly well with the 6%.
No, absolutely.
But I think we come back again, though, to the fact that the national campaign has got to become more aggressive in some of these states to supplant what role the grassroots has there. Because I would think almost even with a modest ad buy in Michigan to help people understand Ron Paul's message. That's the one thing. When you start looking at these electability, is he electable? Latest polling shows Ron Paul nationwide at 17%. Only 17% of the voting of Republicans think that Ron Paul's electable.
And the favorability ratings are like 30%. I mean, that's the worst.
And that's the key thing right there. And it's consistent state after state after state. I mean, I've been seeing these numbers now for a couple of weeks, and it shows that Ron Paul's message is not getting through to people, and that's why they're not voting for him. I mean, when you get McCain being selected as the anti-war candidate, there's something really wrong. Because John McCain is far from anti-war. I mean, this guy is just excited. I mean, every time he gets to go to Iraq, he's excited.
McCain getting the anti-war vote is sort of like George Bush getting the black vote after Katrina. I mean, it really shouldn't happen. But it is. See, that the problem is, especially, I mean, that's how I look at the breakdown by age. And you could tell the old guard, the 45, you know, and up voters in the Republican Party. You could tell that they're still, you know, pro-war. If you actually, you know, you go into the favorabilities on the Iraq War and you break that down by age. I don't have that graph in front of me right now. But even that, it's always the older people that are still the strong supporters of it. And the book on Ron Paul, for most people who don't really go and research the candidates too deep, especially Paul, who's, you know, let's face it, he is still a second-tier candidate at this point, at least in the voting polls. They know him as he's anti-war, period. They don't really know much about him on taxes. They don't know much about him on immigration, on the economy. I mean, all of these things where Ron Paul far exceeds anybody else running for president on either party. They don't know about that. All they know is he's against the war. He's anti-Bush. Well, why don't – you know, this is when the campaign has to go out there and spend the money, get the ads out there, and showcase his record on these issues. And then I think you would start to see the percentages go up in the later range, and, you know, all that would do would augment the support he has in the 18 to 29 range. The only real disappointment I had tonight was that more people in the 30 to 44 range didn't show up. I mean, I'm looking at 8% here, and I was hoping for about 12-13%. That's a bit of a disappointment. It wouldn't have really made a huge difference in the overall standings, but, I mean, that's something that worries me a little bit. That it seems to be all young people, and then you look at the Democrat side and you realize that Hillary was basically running against herself. And, you know, Obama – because, I mean, the Democrats aren't going to give delegates apparently for the for Michigan because they broke some kind of rule or something on that. I don't follow the Democrats that closely. But I think a lot of people that would have voted for Obama switched over and voted for Ron Paul. And I think – or a lot of Democrats, period, switched over and voted for Ron Paul. I think that puffed his numbers up a little bit. But still, I was hoping to see a lot more in the 30 to 44 range in Michigan, because you look at, you know, the biggest issue in Michigan right now is the economy, needless to say. And who has been predicting, who's been writing books about how the economy is going to crash because of the fiat currency system, because of the Federal Reserve? For 25 years, it's been Ron Paul. He was warning about it over and over again. And on a day when the Dow crashes 277 points, you know, coming off of 2 weeks where every day it's crashing 250 points here, 250 points there, you know, to me, he should be highlighting his record on that and his plans to reestablish a firm economy, sound money. I mean, all these things that he can get into that really plays into our agenda in trying to decentralize power away from the central bankers. He could really be hitting on that, but again, it brings us back to the same point we've been talking about between your show and mine for weeks now, and that is, why isn't the campaign itself spending money to get this message out? Why are they sitting on their hands?
Well, I want to talk more about that. We're also going to talk with Henry in Connecticut when we come back as well. We're talking about the Michigan primary tonight, and Ron Paul in a solid fourth place position, overcoming Fred Thompson by over 23,000 votes. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on this Tuesday night, primary night in Michigan, and let's go straight to the telephone, talk with Henry in Connecticut, who has been patiently holding. Henry, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
All right, I have a couple of questions for your guest.
Sure.
Your guest, he's a voter analyst. Is that it?
He's a host here on RB, and I have nicknamed him our political director.
Okay. Give me his name again. I forgot his name.
Rob Bishop.
Rob Bishop. Mr. Bishop. Okay. Yeah, Mr. Bishop. Okay. You mentioned something very interesting. You said the ones from 30 to 40 age group with the voting with Ron Paul, in Michigan. But I was also told to overall that, and you also said the ones from 45 up are ones most supportive of the war. And I thought that's interesting, too, because actually I thought it would be even older than that, like maybe 50 and over. Be more for even the war than even for. I'm surprised he won 45 even. Right. But I'm younger than.
Let me explain to you real quick why that. I would probably agree there. I think the older you get, the more supportive you tend to be because, you know, most – I think a lot of us, most old people watch Fox News. I mean, you break Fox News' viewership down, it's mostly geriatrics. That's – you know, just look at their advertising. But, no, most of the major political polls versus the exit polls and the way that breaks down, and they use the same criteria for – or same setup for a lot of the opinion polls, it goes 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59 – and usually 60 and up or 60 to 79. So, yeah, I mean, I would agree, though, that it's usually 50 and up. But just going by the data that I have here, it's 50 or 45 to 59 and then the 60 and older range.
Okay. Well, let me ask this, though. Is it true that a lot of the ones also from, like, 18 up to 30 kind of vote, you know, similarly where they're likely to vote for a person like Ron Paul or they're likely to vote for a Green Party or independent candidate or a constitutional candidate or somebody who, let's say I notice there is a big generational differences with thinking and outlook in this country in general where it seems to be some my age and your age and even younger, down to like, you know, the late 20s and teens even, they will vote for something either more logical or more for the environment or energy or like they'll be more likely to vote for things that candidates that will support alternative energy or free energy, you know, I mean through technology, in other words, things for the environment, things that aren't as much for all this international crap that they try to push down the American people's throat for the past 30, 40, 50 years, I don't know how long. Am I right about that?
Right. Well, I think, you know, and I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, and I'll steal a quote off of Winston Churchill. If you're not a liberal at 20, you're heartless, and if you're not a conservative at 30, you're brainless. And I think that does tend to apply to a lot of young people. You know, usually the kind of contrarian candidate, you know, who's either, you know, this year the real contrarian candidate is Ron Paul, but I mean, to a lot of mainstream voters, that's Obama, someone who doesn't look like your average politician, who is not really ingrained in the beltway, that sort of thing. Young people tend to get behind that. It's more feeling over thought, and you know, that's why you don't see a lot of old liberals. You know, usually they kind of come more to the center or even to the right as they get older. You know, when their pocketbook means more than the tree outside. The thing with Ron Paul is, I think the amazing thing of him attracting so many young people is there's a basis to this idea. It's not just emotion. It's actual fact. And I'm hoping that the seeds that the Paul campaign is planting now, with all, myself included, all these young people, all the college campuses, et cetera, that in a few years when perhaps we are going to have to actually fight and take this country back, that it's going to be those people who are just getting ingrained to politics now through Ron Paul and sort of that small L libertarian mindset, that it's going to really flourish into something big. I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania, and I don't know if you're familiar with this area, but every town is a college town. I mean, King's College, Will. I mean, everywhere.
Oh, you mean you're in Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I mean, you literally can't go from one town to another without having a college there. And I'm not, you know, very few Obama signs, but other than that, you don't see nothing but Ron Paul 2008 everywhere, just splattered everywhere.
Yeah.
And I really think that this is going to be one that sticks. I mean, it was, you know, Howard Dean in 2004 was the contrarian candidate, which really wasn't true, but to a lot of people, he was their candidate. That's why the internet's grassroots was really the first one to take off for Howard Dean. And of course, that flamed out with the Scream moment. But I really think that this is going to stick for Ron Paul and his ideology. You know, I like to say, you know, I'm not in this because of Ron Paul. He's just the guy up there that's espousing these views that I believe in because I believe they are true. He's not even really a libertarian so much as he is a constitutionalist.
Right.
And that's what real small L libertarianism is. It's really just following the Constitution, believing in small government.
Right. I have one more question. I hear the music going.
Yeah, hold it right there. We'll grab it after the break. You're listening to the Midnight Rider. We're talking about the Michigan primary tonight. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. Chat room's open right now at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. Come and join us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Talking about the Michigan primary tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network here on the Midnight Rider. And we're talking with Henry in Connecticut. Henry, proceed.
Yeah. I got a little scratching, but I heard you saying that some people vote according to more of their emotions or thought. Is that what you said earlier? You mentioned...
Yeah, right. Usually, in the younger group, you know what I mean, it tends to be more who save the whales, pave the people. You know, that's why you get a lot of leftists that tend to be younger. But you don't see a lot of... 60-year-old, liberals. By that time, they tend to worry more about economics and things that are actually affecting them. And they tend to get a little more cynical, I would guess. But with Ron Paul, it's a little bit different. It's based on economics. It's based on common sense and history. And I think it's really going to stick a lot more than a lot of these other so-called movements in the past, even the Al Gore global warming and all that crap. I really think that Ron Paul, what he's doing now is starting I hate to call it a libertarian revolution, because like we discussed before, libertarianism is kind of a misnomer for what he really represents.
Yeah.
But I really do think that it's going to stick. And then what we're seeing now is the birth of something that's absolutely huge. I just hope that we have enough time, and I'm sure, you know, you're not a stupid man. You know what's really going on here and what we're really fighting. I just hope that we're free, quote unquote, long enough to really see the fruits of this spring forth.
Yeah, well, what I also found out, too, is I read here in Connecticut, this stuff is very interesting and fascinating. I read in the Connecticut Post, too, that ones even a little younger than me, the ones that even 16 to late teens or 20s, they don't really believe in the global warming at all. And also, they took a survey that won some voters. They were talking about trying to get younger people to vote in general. This is before Ron Paul was even out there. And they said that a lot of ones from 18 to about 30, they are concerned with economics. But the reason why both of them, that a lot don't vote for either party, the same reason with me, is that they don't believe that either one of these politicians of either parties are doing anything to, number one, curb the immigration and keep out the competition, do anything to create better, higher-paying jobs for a higher standard of living. They just seem to talk the same rhetoric about abortion and morality and all that, and a lot of that doesn't appeal to them, like even the stuff with legalizing marijuana. For medical purposes especially. It seems to me, especially with this country, even more so than European countries, that a lot of the ones older, yeah, some of them may think more economics, but the ones especially 60 and over, they seem to think more with religious and moral and spiritual reasons, you know, why they vote and stuff with certain things, issues, so especially social issues in this country. Than as opposed to, let's say, economical, practical, or scientific, or logical. And right. I found that to be even people I personally talk to, even ones who do vote occasionally, especially ones even in their 20s. And I even noticed this even way back, as a matter of fact, even when I was in high school, even back like late 80s, early 90s, when even I was even too young to vote for Reagan even a second time, even back then, a lot of those people that were older then, they're probably dead now, a lot of them are, but even then, it was the people that reelected Reagan, even though they were younger, it was strictly because maybe he was spending the country in debt. And, of course, people didn't know it. You didn't feel it, right? But it was economically a little bit better. And that was, you know, give them more material gain or whatever. And that's really what gave more, plus what Reagan did with the thing in Beirut. Plus, that was staged.
Well, let me jump in real quick and analyze Reagan a little bit and see. And I tend to think Reagan was actually a good man at heart. I think he had some good ideas. I mean,
right.
One of the most inspiring political speeches in my life – no, not really my lifetime, but that I've ever heard was his speech in 1964, Time for Choosing. It was on national TV. I mean, you could download it. I mean, it's just a fantastic political speech. It's something that okay. Ron Paul will probably deliver today word for word. As far as, you know, supply-side economics and the trickle-down economy, why that failed is that, you know, instead of these – corporations, instead of them paying their employees more and giving right. them better benefits, basically eliminating the need for a union, what they did is basically say, hey, you know what, I'm paying Dan and Bob, you know, $10 an hour when I can go and move to Taiwan and pay,
you know,
Chin 10 cents an hour. And that's
right.
what they did. And then they bought up more and more companies and became conglomerations. And that's why
right.
you have so very few actual parent companies controlling everything, especially in the media. You see this prevalently. So that's why he failed there. He actually overestimated the humanity and patriotism of these CEOs and of these corporate raiders. But overall, I think that the business-first mentality, I think, can still work. You just have to provide a true free market. What we have now is sort of a pseudo-free market.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
we get.
And not only that, I think we need to also have more attitude like the people do in Europe and more for their own people and their own country. It seems to be the ones, I'll say this and I'll go, but it seems to be more the ones of the older generation. I even talked to somebody who's in college who I know in Jersey, and she even got freedom and fascism. And it seems to be the ones who are much older. They seem to be much more think that this country should just be open to just anybody and everybody just coming to flood over here, and just anything for struggle and competition and development, not for the economic benefit and standard of living and stuff for their own people within their country and their own country and their own sovereignty, whether it's language, culture, economics, etc. It's more, they seem to take more of this broad-minded all humanity philosophical view that I think a lot of people also don't care about. I think many people more care about their standard of living in their own country, meaning America, stuff for their own people, not the world. I mean, I found out that there's only 18% of people that have passports that even travel, of Americans. And the ones that do, outside of business reasons, it's mostly even to travel to European countries, not so much even third world countries. But you have these globalists trying to force all this multicultural and economics, like even with China. They keep talking pushing China, which is a communist country, uses all the slave labor, and all they talk is work, 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 work. But that, I don't hear about the great craftsmanship of work of Germany, of Sweden, and building things that are quality, like the Volvo, and things that last a long time, and stuff where even this country's heritage came from. They just seem to think, especially when 60, 70, and 80, they seem to just value just the work for the struggle and everything cheap and it's just stuff that's junk and crap. And hell with their own people's standard of living, you know, or even their own, you know, nation or culture. Now, Ron Paul is not only constitutionalist, but he also comes off kind of like a nationalist and for interests of his own country and own people that a lot of people, even in the teenagers, know that all those other candidates, most of them, do not or don't care about.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things at play here, Henry.
Right.
One is people 18 to 29 tend to get their information from the Internet. That's a proven fact. 80% of adults are using the net, but like my dad is 65.
Right.
He logs on to check to see if my sister has sent him an email, and he might check his bank account, and that's it. He gets off. And that's how a lot of older people are.
Right.
So these people are getting their information online in the 18 to 29 bracket. Plus, these people in the 18 to 29 bracket went to school, going to college. They're all told to go get their little computer degrees, and degrees are going to be used in this new economy. They're getting their little sheepskin. They're coming out trying to find a job, realizing, oh, wait, I've been sold a bill of goods. There aren't any jobs.
Yeah, but that's because of the traitors in this country. They think we should be broad-minded, welcome the whole third world over here, and hire anything for the cheapest buck, and they think that our own American youth.
Well, I agree, but in context of the election, that's why they would find a candidate like Ron Paul appealing, who's saying, look, let's get out of everybody else's business.
Yeah.
Let's concentrate on this country, and let's fix it. And I think that's an important key thing, and it also goes back to the fact that, you know, we talked in the first half hour, is this is where Ron Paul needs to start selling his message to those people in the older age brackets. And Henry, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and I'm going to vote for him, too, because there's too many people older wrapped up more in morality than practicality, too.
Exactly.
Screwing this country.
That's a darn
good point. It's worthless.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I think it comes down to the difference between capitalism and economic fascism. You know, I think real capitalism, you know, free market, laissez-faire, Austrian school capitalism goes hand in hand with nationalism. And that's not a dirty word. Nationalism is really patriotism. That's real patriotism, belief in country. What we have now is this economic fascism where they really don't care. They don't and you know, really doesn't even have much to do with the, you know, quote unquote, new world order in the European sense. It's really just, hey, where can I make the most amount of money? That's all they care about. They don't care about borders. They don't care about culture. They don't care about anything like that. There is no patriotism or nationalism when it comes to these people. And I'm talking about, you know, the General Electrics, these huge conglomerations. They see the whole world as their marketplace, and that's all that matters.
Well, and it goes even deeper, Rob, for them, because it all boils down to their stock price. These CEOs and these boards of directors of these huge corporations, success or failure all borders on that stock price and the dividend that gets paid out. And when that stock price falls and it plummets, then these CEOs are out of a job. That's why when companies who are having difficulty, when they lay off a bunch of people, stock price for that company usually will rise because people are going, oh, hey, they're cutting back, they're making changes. When they move operations overseas, that means more money's going to the bottom line. I mean, that's where we've gotten from a mom-and-pop type of operation where mom-and-pop are trying to make a living, raise their kids, and have their business in the town and serve their friends and people in their community to these huge behemoths that don't know their customer, have no idea who their customer is or what they're about. All they're focusing on is that number that appears on the Dow Jones every day. That's it.
Right. Let's take McDonald's, for example, right? and their stock was really tanking for quite a while there. And then they hired a new CEO, I believe was the former CEO of Starbucks, and really helped them skyrocket. And his whole platform for turning the company around was get down on the base level, you know, cleaner bathrooms, fresher food, really base stuff. And their stock has been incredible the last month or so. I think Starbucks is trying to get them back because now they're starting to tank. That's what it's about. It's about the base level, and that's what these people who just, you know, who are born and bred in these high-rise office buildings who have never actually seen real life, that's what they don't get. That's why I don't care if you have to pay, you know, 10% more. Go to a local family-owned restaurant or a family-owned hardware store or whatever have you. You will get better service no matter. Right. I mean, that's universal. That's what we got to do. I mean, you know, the phrase freedom isn't free. You know, these war hawks love to use that to justify their war. But in reality, it's a phrase that goes back to the America Firsters in the 1930s. And really what it means is, hey, sometimes you have to sacrifice to preserve your liberty. Sometimes you have to do that to keep power decentralized. That's the whole key here. That's what this really breaks down to, is the decentralization of power. Right now, a very, very tiny elite control just about everything, either firsthand or through their minions and through their system that they've created in their own vision. What we've got to do is piece by piece blow that pyramid up and take the power back away from them. But there is going to be some sacrifice there. I mean, it could be something as small as, hey, I have to pay, you know, an extra 80 cents for a towel, you know, at a local store instead of going to Walmart. Or it could be, you know, some of the ultimate sacrifice, which could be coming down the road if we don't put an end to this right now. And that's what Ron Paul is all about. I mean, you want to really condense his message to one thing, one word even. It's decentralization. Take the power away from the few. Now, that kind of creeps on that kind of socialist line just a little bit, at least in phrasing. But what he's really saying is give people the choice. You know, that's, you know, they say, how is he going to take down the Federal Reserve that'll, you know, mess up the economy even more? Well, he's not saying just, you know, first day in office, destroy the Federal Reserve. What he's saying is introduce competition, currency that's backed by gold, that's backed by silver, that's backed by platinum, whatever, that can compete with the Federal Reserve that you can use. I mean, you know, you can't even use Liberty dollars. They'll actually arrest you and say it's counterfeit, for God's sake. He wants to get rid of all of that and say, well, okay, now the Federal Reserve doesn't have a total monopoly on the market. Now you can use these competing currencies. And now let's see who's going to win out in the end. Is it going to be this paper money, which has absolutely no worth except for what you believe it has worth in? That's what a fiat currency is. It's really a theory currency that they basically print more of and devalue at will because some people on Wall Street want them to. Or is it going to be this currency that's backed by Congress? You know, as the Constitution states, Congress shall coin the money, that sort of thing. Are you going to go with that? I guarantee you more and more people are going to go with the real hard money currency.
Sure they will.
That's how he's going to take down the Federal Reserve. But of course, the problem is he goes out, you know, in a 30-second soundbite, and we talk about this so much, and said, oh, I'm going to get rid of the Federal Reserve system. First of all, most people don't even realize the Federal Reserve is private. They don't realize how bad it is. They don't realize it's controlled by the Bank of England. You know, they don't realize that they're admittedly responsible for the 1929 crash. I mean, there's so much that he can't get out in a 30-second soundbite. And then, of course, he can't say, okay, how am I going to replace it? How am I going to do this? That's why Ron Paul is so much better in an interview format and these longer formats than he is in a debate. Having said that,
yeah, he did a phone interview today on one of the local television stations up in Detroit, where he called in this afternoon, I heard some of it, and I mean, he was able to sit there, and they were able to ask him questions, and he was able to sit there and start laying what he believes out, as opposed to saying, okay, you've got 2 minutes. And even like an interview with, say, Will Blitzer, you've got 6 or 7 minutes, not a lot of time to get into economic policy, monetary policy, why the Fed's bad, why the IRS is bad, because the guy interviewing you wants to ask you a million questions. But they gave him like 30 or 40 minutes on this interview today, and he was able to sit down and start telling the people of Michigan what he believed and why he believed it. And he really did a great job of laying it out. But he goes back to this, Rob, that they've got to – this is why they have to advertise. This is why they need 60-second spots and not 30s,
right,
to set and say, hey, I'm Ron Paul, and here's why I believe what I believe, and start knocking this stuff out. If you have an opportunity to buy a 30-minute spot on the use that show the infomercials and stuff, by God, put one on and start explaining what you are. And, I mean, don't show you kissing babies and all that, but sit down and just start talking about brass tacks, just like Perot did back in the against Bush and Clinton, and it will work and it will resonate. I mean, had Perot not freaked out at the end, Perot stood had a pretty decent chance. I mean, to have still freaked out and drew 15 to 20% of the vote ain't bad.
No, no, no. And Perot was, again, that was at a time when people were dissatisfied with Bush. They were, you know, nuts. They were kind of distrustworthy of Clinton because a lot of the baggage that he carried from a moral standpoint, and they were just ready for something different. Sure. Now, you look at the country today, you know, 80 to 90% of the people in this country do not trust the government. And I think that's a beautiful thing. That's what the founders intended. And who's racking the benefits of that? It's Obama with his quote-unquote change. It should be Ron Paul.
Yeah, indeed it should. I'm going to grab a break. Come back. If you'd like to be a part of the program tonight, we'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Guided dust or something deep inside us.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mike Chambers along with the political director for the Midnight Rider, Rob Bishop. And we're talking about the Michigan primary. And I think probably the key bright spot, I think, for Ron Paul tonight is the fact that he finished ahead of both Thompson and Giuliani. And while, you know, both are looking to make their stands, Giuliani in Florida and Thompson in South Carolina, it looks, for the most part, in my opinion, Rob, at least, that their campaigns for the, are all but over.
Oh, yeah. You got to remember, too, they have no money. Drudy's the only other one besides Paul that really has any money. He raised, it was like $13, $14 million last quarter, which was pretty good. But he's spending it like crazy. He has a huge staff to maintain. I mean, Giuliani is spending it as if he has Ron Paul money, you know, and then some. Thompson has no money, never did. McCain has very, very little. He's been living on fumes for months. And even with this quote-unquote comeback, which I'll tell you what, I think it's mostly engineered, he's really not raising the kind of funds that you would think he would be. Huckabee never has anything. I saw a story on CNN today where his son actually unloads the plane when they arrive because they can't afford to have a guy down there as a baggage handler.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, a few months from now, a few weeks from now, even actually, because we're getting into the later stages of the primary process, and I'm thinking to myself, who has money here to compete? That's the overall thing, you know, that's your survivability. You could be winning every caucus, but if you don't have the money to compete, you're not going to be there. Just ask Ed Muskie. Honestly, I think what's going to happen, I think Thompson finishes either third or close second in South Carolina. In other words, you know, it's either going to be a high third or a low second. Gets out of the race after Florida and throws his support behind McCain. I think that's why Thompson was there in the first place. He's a stereotypical stalking horse for McCain to get the conservatives behind him, even though his record dictates otherwise. You know, enough media hype will tell you that he's conservative. Get the conservatives behind him and then throw that support behind McCain. It's one of his best friends, had the basically identical voting records, but during their time in the Senate. I mean, Thompson ran McCain's 2000 campaign. So I think you're going to see that happen. Romney, I don't know. I think Romney could actually be in it for the long haul because he basically just keeps giving himself money. He's actually in debt to himself. Cause you look at his FEC statistics and it's like, you know, he has $15 million, but he's $12 million in debt. It makes very little sense. Huckabee, you know, he's a one-trick pony. Basically get the Jesus freaks behind him, so to speak. And that's literally his strategy. And see if he could ride that out. I don't think he can. I've never heard of the Christian left. And that's literally what this guy is. He's a Christian socialist.
With that, how do you move to the center, as they say? I don't think you can.
No, because, I mean, his record follows him. That's, you know, the beauty of this. If it was just about the records, Ron Paul would be surging here because all these other guys have terrible, terrible records. I mean, that's why I had to dredge up this New Republic story about Paul and these newsletters from 20 years ago, which he only had his name on, you know.
Yeah.
Has absolutely nothing to do with him because there's really nothing that they can attack him on as far as record goes. I mean, the guy has literally been the taxpayer's best friend. Like I said, I mean, I'm trying to think here just as a criticism. And I mean, net neutrality, but he really doesn't have any record against that, and it's a minor issue. I mean, literally, the guy has been fantastic for 30-plus years.
Yeah, but yet one of the front runners in this whole deal is a guy who collaborated with the North Vietnamese and gave vital information about his units.
Hey, he's a war hero.
Hey, he's a traitor. His name is John McCain. Back in a minute with Hour 2. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.